In this bulletin, bushfires continue to burn through New South Wales. Former Australian Eurovision star joins calls for SBS to boycott Eurovision. And in sports, Lando Norris crowned Formula One's world champion ahead of Oscar Piastri. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Ahmed. The fires along New South Wales' central coast have eased, but emergency authorities are warning of more intense bushfires in the upcoming summer season. Around 76 bush and grass fires were burning in New South Wales over the weekend, following an extreme heat wave. In Coolawong in the central coast, out-of-control fires destroyed 16 homes, while another 4 were destroyed at Bulladella on the mid-north coast. Over 250 firefighters, 50 trucks, and 9 aircraft were deployed to battle the Coolawong blaze at its peak. Richard Brown Barrison, a Point Claire resident in the Central Coast, tells SBS News he felt helpless watching neighbours being affected by the fires.
You feel helpless. I mean, the first responders, the fires, police, ambulance, marine rescue, everyone involved, they're doing a great job. You want to sort of come down the road to help out, but you're not a professional, but you would offer up your house for anyone because we all go to the local cafes, we all hang out in the local places. Everyone knows somebody who's been affected by this.
The Coalition is calling for an independent review into Communication Minister Annika Wells' spending after details emerged of her $100,000 trip to New York. The minister first came under fire when details emerged of the trip promoting the upcoming social media age ban, with details now being revealed about trips she took to Paris, Thredbo, and Adelaide. Ms. Wells, who is also the sports minister, reportedly took 3 trips to Paris in 12 months at a cost of $116,000 for events like the Paris Olympics. Ms. Wells maintains the expenses were all within the guidelines. Liberal Senator James Patterson says such expenses during a cost-of-living crisis are not a good look for the government.
Every single one of those expenses came at taxpayers' expense. And Annika Wells is a minister who's failed the kitchen table test. She's a minister who's not just out of touch with Australians, but she's out of touch with reality. We heard from the minister on Sky this morning that all of her expenditure is within the rules and within the guidelines. But actually, we don't know that that's the case because none of this has been referred to any independent body for assessment.
A fire at a popular nightclub in the Indian tourist hotspot of Goa has killed 25 people. Police believe the fire at Birch's nightclub was started by indoor fireworks. 21 members of staff died and 4 members of the public, all from the same Delhi family. Another 6 people are in hospital, described as stable. Goa State Chief Pramod Sawant says police have arrested 4 people, including the nightclub's manager, and have issued an arrest warrant for the venue's owner.
Fire safety norms, building construction norms. Follow.
We will look into whether or not the fire safety norms and building construction norms were followed. Arrest warrants have been issued against the club owners. Managers and others have already been arrested. After the magisterial inquiry, whoever is found guilty will be put behind bars.
In a post on social media, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the fire deeply saddening. Former Australian Eurovision contestant Montan has joined calls for SBS to boycott the European Song Contest after Israel was permitted to compete. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the SBS office in Melbourne on Sunday to call on SBS to follow countries like Ireland, Slovenia, Spain, and the Netherlands by boycotting the contest. With the United Nations Commission inquiry finding in September that Israel had committed a genocide in Gaza, Israel's continued participation in international events has drawn condemnation. Israel has repeatedly denied it is committing genocide in Gaza. Protesters say the same standards should be applied to Israel as were to Russia, which has been banned from entering the contest since its invasion of Ukraine.
We are here to demand that the SBS not broadcast the Eurovision and not continue to normalize a genocidal state that has been violating international law for over 77 years.
In a statement, SBS says that the broadcaster respects the right for people to express their views peacefully and respectfully, but says participation in and coverage of Eurovision will continue in 2026. SBS says as a public broadcaster to make a decision to be involved based on the inclusion or exclusion of any country would undermine SBS's editorial independence and impartiality. In sport, McLaren's Lando Norris has celebrated his first Formula One championship and ended Max Verstappen's four-year reign with a third-place finish at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Verstappen, winner of more races than any driver this year, triumphed in the season ender with McLaren's Oscar Piastri coming second. Norris, who became Britain's 11th Formula One world champion, ended the season with 423 points to Verstappen's 421 and Piastri's 410. Lando Norris's race engineer, Will Joseph, says it's a result the whole team is proud of.
We wrote a document which was, you know, how we were going to approach things, what we were going to do, what we wanted to see in Lando. And over the years, you start sort of ticking them off and you're like, right, we've done that one. Still a bit to work on here. There's opportunities here. And each year you kind of go through that and you get better and better. Up to the point now where Lando's leading us and he's more demanding of us and the sort of tables turn. It's really strong. You know, at the beginning we push him and now he pushes us. We go away, we work harder, come back and we counter. So it just develops and we just get stronger and stronger.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.